Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Vav. We're here at the top of Vav Amar Aleph, right at the two dots, right? Getting a pretty clean break here to begin today's Limud. So we go back to the Mishnah again. If you remember, right, we had this Mishnah stating all the Avos Nizikin, right? Again, this is not like this, and this is not like that. So the Mishnah had said, right, that's how Shava Shabahem, right? That the common denominator between all of them, right, is that they're going to do damage, and you have to watch them, and they're yours, etc. So Gemara says, again, just methodology, whatever you're learning, and you see this type of stuff, right? The Suye Mai, right, when the Mishnah tells you something that you otherwise would have known, right? So Lachora, right, you have to understand, what is the Mishnah trying to teach us? What else is the Mishnah trying to include, right, by saying this general rule that you technically, the Chora, could have figured out on your own? So we're going to have a bunch of opinions over here. That's going to take us on to Amud Beis. A bunch of possibilities. So first of all, Amar Abaye says, La'asuye avno sakino maso shanichem berosh gago, right, to include, right, if you left any of those items, a stone, right, a rock, a knife, or some sort of package, right, that you left on the roof, v'naflu baruch matsuya vezeko, and it fell, right, with a regular wind blowing, right, and it damaged somebody. Again, we had this earlier, if you remember, a couple days ago. So, then we're going to have the same back and forth as we had then. Right, what's the case over there? If you're telling me these items damaged something when they were moving, so hainu eish, right? That should be a subcategory of fire. You don't need to mention that. You don't need to include that, right, in the Mishnah. That should be just like eish, because Mishnah eish the koach acher murav boma monchos shmeras alecha, because fire is koach acher, right? There's some sort of other force, right? The wind is blowing the fire and spreading it. And mamoncha, and it's considered to be luckily yours, and shmeras alecha, and you have to watch over it. So hachinami, right? Haninami, these cases also, these items also, koach acher murav b'hem mamoncha shmeras alecha, right? It's again the same thing. So Ella, rather, it must be baser denaychi. It must be that they damaged after they, right? They literally means they came to rest, but it means after they landed, right, on the ground. The problem with that is, again, something we've seen before, right? Idafkirinu, right? If they were hefker, meaning is it still your item or not? Right now, it's lying there in, let's say, Rishus Rabim, right? Just lying there, right? So is it your item or not? If you were mafker the item, right, the knife or the rock or whatever, so bein Rav bein Shmuel hainu bor. Again, if you have a machlokes, right, remember, if you remember Rav and Shmuel, right, machlokes as to what happens if you leave an item, right, in Rishus Rabim, right, and someone else gets damaged, right? Again, Rav said that's because of shor, and Shmuel says that's because of bor. But both of them are maskim, right, that if it's not yours, if you're a mafker it, so then it comes, then that's bor. That's something that you don't, you're a mafker it, it's not yours, right, and that's going to be bor, right? Basically, if you're telling me you're a mafker it, so being the Rav, being the Shmuel, hainu bor, so maishna bor, again, it's exactly the same as bor, shekein tchilas asiyos lenezegu, manchom mishras alach, just like bor, right, that it's, it initially is going to damage, right, originally, right away, from when it's created, it's going to damage, and it's yours, and you have to watch over it, so haninami, so these cases also. So, right, these items, right, a knife sitting in the shoes of Rabim, it's going to damage somebody. So it must be the Lovkarin. It must be that it's still yours. Well, we had a machogas. You remember Rav and Shmuel, right? Rav had said, and again, the Gemara is not going to address this, but Rav had said, right, that it's from shore, right? So there's no problem because, we did this in Gimel and Beis, right? Really, Rav means it's shore and boar, and therefore, right, the Lachora, that's what you need. Right, that's therefore the Mishnah had to include it because shor and bor, right? That's not one of the categories we have in the Mishnah. That's both of the categories we have in the Mishnah. Right, Tosus explains that right over here. So Rav, right? So Rav is not a problem if you're telling me that it's lo afkarinu, right? If it's still yours, Rav would say it's learned out from shor and bor, and therefore you need, right, to include it by this phrase that's had a shabbos shabbat. But the Shmuel says the Gemara, right? The Amar, right, back in the Gemara, right? Kulam miboro lemadnu, right? Hainu bor, right? Again, Shmuel says in this case, it's yours and it's in Rishus Rabim, that's a case of bor, so that should be subsumed under bor. You don't need to list it separately. Squire says, not olam dafkarinu. Really, the case is where you worm it, you did make it afkar. Falo dama labor, and we said that both Rav and Shmuel agree that that would be bor. So, no, it's not exactly the same in this case because ma labor she can't in koach achamurubo. This case needed some other koach, right? The wind blew it off the roof. Right, that is not a characteristic that you find by boar. So, Tamar Bahani Shekoach Acher Murav Bahem. So, right, that's not exactly the same as boar because over here you have this extra Koach Acher, and therefore you need to list it. And Eish Tochiach, and Eish will prove that is, you know, that you're chayiv in this case. Right, Mal Eish Kein Darko Leilik Vahazik. The problem is that fire, that Eish is not Darko Leilik Vahazik. It doesn't. Right, Eish does move and damages, but these items, do not move, right? The rock is sitting in the middle of Shizur Rabim. A knife is sitting there in the middle of Shizur Rabim. So maybe Ish can't be the marker for these things. So the Gemara says, Bor Tochiach. So apparently the boar will prove, again, that's not necessarily a relevant criteria. So therefore, Chazar Adin, right, that you can have both of them, right? You use boar and Ish, right, to teach me that you'll give me Chayiv over here. And that's why we had to say, right, Atzad HaShavish Abahem, right, what case is that including? Is including the case where the Abbas Sakino Masal, right, fell into the Rishus Rabbim. Rava Amar, Rava says another possibility. La Suye Borham is Galgil Baragli Odom Baragli Behema. Case is where you have something that's being kicked around, right, in Rishus Rabbim. You left it in some random place. It got kicked by an ox or by a person or whatever, and then it once it went to someone else, somewhere else, right? Then it damaged somebody. So Gemara says, "Hey, chidami again. What's the case? Eat dafker and if it's dafker being the rav being the shmuel hainu bor again. Marushach, that's the case of bor. Ma'ishna bor shkin tchilas asiyah again. The same thing we had before. Shkin tchilas asiyah zol nezik shmiras alecha. Right? That is initially right damages and it's yours and you have to watch it." It's all two over here. So Ella Deloaf Karinu must be in a case where you're not mafkarin. According to Rav, we said that's fine. But Lishmuel, right, Damar Kula Miboro Lamadnu Hainu Bor. That's the case of Bor. So Gemara says, La'olam, really the case is Dafkarinu. Really you were mafkar, this item. Velo Dami Labor. And it's not exactly the same as Bor, therefore it can't be subsumed underneath it. And you need to say it's Sad Shavish Abaham in the Mishnah to include it. Why is it not similar to Bor? Because Malaborshkin, Maisiv Garmulo. Right, the person, right, dug the pit. Right, he did a mice, did an action, right, that caused the pit to exist and therefore caused the damage to happen. Tomar Bahani, but in this case, Shane Maisiv Garmulo. That person didn't do anything wrong. He put something down, right, he got kicked into the middle of the street, or maybe even if he put it in the middle of the street, that's not where it damaged, right, then it got kicked. Or whatever, so that's not exactly the same as boar, right? So therefore it needed to be its own category. The Gemara says with Shor Yochiach, or Shor Yochiach that you don't actually have to do, right, do the Maisa to damage, right? Mal Shor Shekin Darko Lehelech Lahazik. The problem is, right, that Shor, right, it has another characteristic here that goes on its own, right, and goes and damages. So Bor Yochiach, Bor will teach me that that's not relevant, right, because the boar doesn't go anywhere. Because Chazar Adin, Lori Zekariza, and then Pashas is you can't. Both of them have an exception. Again, this I'm kind of shorthanding this kind of limud because we did a little bit of already. But basically, this is Tzad HaShavah, right? Again, that basically when you have two things that are similar, they may have unique differences, but if the unique differences don't apply to each other, right? They have a Tzad HaShavah, they have a common denominator between the two of them, and therefore you can learn into other cases. So that's what we're doing over here. We're saying that each one, again, let's say in our case, like Shor has a uniqueness that Darko Leilich Al-Hazik, that it walks around and it damages. Bor, it has a uniqueness that you dig the bor yourself. That doesn't apply by Shor. That doesn't, right? And Shor's uniqueness doesn't apply by Bor. Okay. But the bottom line is the commonality is, right? And that they're damaging, they're yours. And those two common things that you have by Bor and by Shor, right? You have by this case as well. So therefore, right, you combine the two, right? And therefore you learn that it would be Chayiv. So therefore, right, that could be, says Rava, what the Mishnah is including when it says Hatzad HaShavah Shebahem, etc. Rav Adabar Ava Amar, he says another possibility. Lasuye Hadatanya, the following brisa, call Elush Amro Potkin Bibusayan Vegorfim Marosayan. Right, so the Biyamos Chama in. Okay, well, let's just explain what that is. Basically, back in the day, and even nowadays, we live in cities. We don't have this because there's proper sewage. But for example, my cousin owns a ranch out in the middle of Texas. So they, to get, there is piping, there is sewage that, you know, goes from the houses, but there are some issues where they have for some of the things, they have what's called a septic tank, which is basically a big, you know, tank in the middle of their field where you kind of pump waste in, any waste that comes from the house, and, you know, through pipes and water and stuff. And eventually, right, you have to release that right into the ground. So now we have the modern septic tanks, obviously, are much more advanced than what they had back in the day. Back in the day, they would have big pits in the ground where they would just kind of like pump or slide their waste. Not even pump, right? They would kind of like have some sort of system, and that's where they would put, right, all the waste that came from the house. So if you had a field or whatever, very often you would have a bibosam, or a bibos is a modern Israeli term for sewage. Right? So basically the sewage and you know, the stuff that they would kind of funnel into their fields. So Chazal said, right, Potkin You can unload, you can open and get rid of those kind of septic tanks and septic pits. And you can shove that into the Rishus HaRabim, right? And get kind of clean out, right, your, you know, very ancient sewage that way. Now, when can you do this? So the Braisa says that Bimos HaChama, right, during the summer, right, in the Rishus. You can't do this because if you live in Israel, it doesn't rain for 6 months. And as you might imagine, everything gets gross and dirty, and nothing gets cleaned, right? Especially if you're relying on rain min shamayim. Nowadays, okay, we have hoses and water and car washes. But back in the day, you can imagine the main thoroughfare that didn't get washed for 6 months. You can't just be opening up your sewage and just dumping it in the Shusar Rav. That's going to stay there. It's going to be disgusting. So you couldn't do that, Chazal said. But B'mos HaGeshamim, when Mitzvah it rained, so the Yeshalim Rishos, so that's fine, right? Again, the roads are already muddy anyway, right? And the water is going to wash away, so that's fine. So Afal Pisha B'Rishos and Mizikuh Chayav L'Shalim. The one caveat is, even though Chazal said you could do that, you can clean out your schmutz into the Shusar Rav. If that damages, so then you're chayiv, and that's what we're adding on, right, in our Mishnah. It's going to say, chidami, well, 1 second, what's the case? Now, this is a little obviously different than the items we said before, right, but not the same shakal vataria. If you're telling me that they were damaged when you were kind of, the items were moving, meaning when you were shoveling out your waste or whatever, putting it into the Shusarabim, right, and you know, instead of shoveling it up to the street, you shoveled it onto some guy's face and whatever, ruined his clothes, etc. So kochohu, that's koach, that would be adam, that would be a person, adam amazik, right? Ela basar denayach, it must be after, right, you threw it into the Shusarabim. Problem is, hey chidami. Now we go back to what we said before. But now you have, let's say, some waste lying in Rishus HaRabim. If it's hefker, which presumably it would be, well, that's pit, right? That's a bore. Now, maishna bore, right? This is also, right? It has the same characteristics of bore. But it must be maybe you weren't mafker it. Well, the Shmuel d'amar klum mibor lamadnu, right? Hanu bor. According to Shmuel, it's bor, right? Rav, we said it's bor and shor, so that's fine. But what about Shmuel? So Gemara says, lo lam dafker it. No, really, you were mafker it. I have a low dummy the boar. Why is it not exactly the same as boar? Malabor shekin shalob rishus. Right, by a case of a boar, right, you dug it without permission. What are you doing? You're going in the middle of main street. You're just digging a 10 tefach hole. Right, what are you doing? Right, so that's not rishus. Here, tomer bahani rishus. Right here, Chazal allowed this person to clean out their tanks and kind of get rid of their waste. So it's a little bit different because even though they're allowed to, right, they're going to be chayev for it. And the Gemara says shor yochiach. Right, you're allowed to, and the shore will prove, right, that you're chayiv in a case, right, where you're doing something that's permissible, that's allowed, that's mutter, right, you're allowed to walk your shore through Rishus HaRabim, that's obviously fine, right, but it damages your chayiv. And the Gemara says, Mala shor shekein darko leil chalahazik, but what do you mean? But a shore normally goes out and damages, right, stuff, you know, the stuff that you just shovel into Rishus HaRabim is not going anywhere, right, it's like a bore, it's like a pit in that sense. So bore tokeach, bore tells me that you don't have to be able to travel to be able to be chayiv for damages. Yeah, from the Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek, Rizat, etc. Right, so therefore you can learn it from both of them. Right, and therefore that's why we needed to mention it with its Tzad HaShava. Good. One last one, I think. Yeah, one last one, and that's Ravina. Ravina says, Lo Suyu had itran the following mission in Bava Metzia. HaKotol Va'ilon Shenaflo Shusarabim Ve'eziko. Potrim Elishalim. If for whatever reason, right, someone owns a wall or a tree and it fell into Shusarabim, he does not, fascinating, that the owner does not have to pay. Nostulosman Likots. I mean, it was an accident, right? And Lachora, the guy didn't have a chance, right? It's not always so easy to take care of, right, big heavy trees that fall in Shusar Rabim. You can't just pick it up and leave. It's not the case of, you know, you didn't drop a knife there. We can just pick it up and go, right? It takes some time to clear it out, right? The person gets damaged, fine, so you're going to be potter because it was an accident that it fell down. But if Nostulosman Likots is Ailan, Vlistar is a Kotel, if Bezdin is like, listen, that's going to fall, or the show trim or whatever, that's going to fall. So, Lechora, right, we need you to cut this down. And they say, I need you to do it within a week. And then, V'naflu L'tochus Mana Ve'eziko, and it fell during that week. Right, so then, Potter, you're going to be Potter because, okay, it wasn't your fault. Right? They told you, they analyzed it, they said this is probably going to fall, you know, with a week, in a week or longer, and, you know, therefore clear it out before, right, before it falls, and sure enough, it falls before they thought it was going to fall, so you're potter. But la'achar's man, but it fell after the week, so then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, and that's the case, right, in our Mishnah, where again, when the tree, they said you have a week to cut down this tree, you didn't do it, the tree fell, which is rabim, you're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says again, hey chidami, what's the case? Be the afkar, if it's afkar after it fell, same being the rabim, the shmuel hainu bor, so that's the case of bor. Right, maishna bor, what's the characteristics of bor? Because it's very common, right? It happens all the time that it damages, right? If you have an open pit in the Moshe Zerabim, right, it's just going to fall, right? Animals, obviously, people are walking around, right? You know, are going to fall right into it. So, Hanami. So, it's over here. You have a tree in the Moshe Zerabim, right? You got to watch over it. It's very common, and should be the same. So, either lo afgirinu, but if you weren't mafgirit, again, the Shmuel, the Amar Klum, Boru, Lamadnu, Hainu Bor. Again, according to Shmuel, that will be Bor. So, Gemara says, lo lamafgirinu. Really, the case is you were mafkarit. For lo dami labor, it's not exactly the same case as bor, because ma labor, she can tchilas asios lenezek, tomer bahani, she ain't tchilas asios lenezek. Right? A pit, initially, right, is created, and initially, inherently, it's going to damage. These items are things that a wall or a tree, right, that's not necessarily a damaging thing when it's planted. Eventually, it becomes, messed up. But it's not initially, right, something that's going to damage, therefore, right, needed tzad hashav. Aye, shor yochiach, and the shor will prove that you're going to be chayav for this case, because that shor is also not tchilaso asiyas on the nezek. The Gemara says, well, 1 second, but ma'al shor shekin darko lelechal hazik, but that shor is different in these cases, because it walks around the damages. So bor tokiach, bor proves you that's not a big deal. Aye, v'chazir v'din, and then again, you learn it out from shor and bor, right, that's the tzad hashav, right, that you're going to learn to this case. Okay, good. Now the Mishnah says, because hizik chava mazik, right, when only thing any of these things damage, so chava mazik, the damager is chav. So Gemara says, chav hamazik, chayev hamazik miboyle. What's chav? Should have said chayev. So Rav Yudam Rav, tana Yerushalmi hu, the tana lishna kalila. Right, this is from a Yerushalmi dick a Jew, right, that uses these languages that are shorter, right, they're known for using some shorthand. So he said chav instead of chayev, but that's really what it meant. Okay, fine. The shalom teshlumi nezek, or meitav aretz, you have to pay the best of a person's land, right, for damages. So Tana Rabbanan with another brisa, again, Pasuk says, meitav sadeo, meitav karmo, yushalim, you got to pay, from the best field and the best kerem. The question is, whose best is it? So this is a machlok, as we've seen before, definitely in the Daf Yomi cycle, but not in the Masechta, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think so. Right? Meitav Sadeo Shal Nizak, Meitav Karmel Shal Nizak, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you have to pay a bet with the best field that the Nizak, that the guy who got damaged, that's important to get down, because we're going to have Mazik and Nizak throughout, the entire year, really. So Mazik is the damager, Nizak is the damagee, the person who got damaged. Important to, if you maybe pause the recording and say it 5 times so you get it straight in your head, because that's going to be very useful. Anyway, so Rabbi Shmuel says you pay with the best of the Nizak. The guy who got damaged, you pay with his best field. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, lo ba kasav elegbos lenezikim minidus v'kavachomer lehektish. That's so, no, yeah, the pasuk is coming to tell me to collect nezikim, to collect damages from the idus, which means from the best field of the guy doing the damaging, right, the mazik, the damager. And certainly by hektish, right, by Hektish, and we'll have to talk about that. We're not going to get at that today. So the Gemara says, 1 second, what's Rabbi Shmuel really saying? Rabbi Shmuel, Acha Shmeina Mishal Mishmeina, Acha Kuchsha Mishal Mishmeina. I understand, Rabbi Shmuel, you're saying that you always have to pay damages from the best value field of the Nizak, of the guy who got damaged. Let's say your animal ate some very fat, some very good fruit. It's okay, so I understand. You pay like his best. You pay the value according to the best fruit that he ate. But achol klusha, but if he ate very poor fruit, very lousy fruit, and then you have to pay back with good fruit? I don't understand. How does that? Why would that work? Because now you're paying more than the damages, right? That was done. So Amar Avidi Bar Avin, right? We have to understand, right, what Rabbi Shmuel is telling us. We're going to try and do this twice, actually. How come my skin on the case is kigosha achol aruga bein harugos, right? The case is Rabbi Avidi Bar Avin says you ate some sort of row of produce. When you're not sure, right? Maybe he ate it was good produce. Maybe he ate bad produce. So the case is the mishalim mishmena. So you have to pay, right, the best produce. Or Amar Rava, Rava says that doesn't work either. One second. If we knew that he ate bad produce, so then he would only have to pay, right, according to the value of the bad produce. Right? But now we don't know, right, if he ate good or bad. Mishal Mishmeina is going to have to pay the fat, the good produce? What do you mean? Hamotz mechayah lavaraya. Whenever you have the halacha is, and we'll see this many, many times over the course of the next year, when you have to pay from one guy to the next, right? The burden of proof is on the guy who's trying to pull out the money from somebody else. Hamotz mechayah lavaraya. Hamotz, if you're going to take money from someone, a lavaraya, the person trying to get the money, right, has to prove which way it was. So if we have a suffix and we have no idea whether the animal ate good stuff or bad stuff, you can't make him pay the good stuff, right? By definition, you have to prove, right, that the animal ate from the good stuff, and only then can you collect the good stuff. Right? And without that, absent any proof of that, he would only have to pay, right, the minimal bad stuff, the minimal amount. So Amar of Achabar Yaakov, this is the understanding of Rabbi Yishmael. How come I skin of the case is Kigon Shahisa Idis the Nizak Kiziboris Demazik. And the best field of the Nizak, of the guy who got damaged, is equal to the worst field of the damager. Meaning, just to illustrate, right, the guy damaging, right, has three fields, 1, 2, and 3. The guy who is damaged has three fields, A, B, and C. Good. And A, which is the best field of the guy who got damaged, is equal to 3 of the damager. Yeah? So the 3, which is the worst field of the damager, is equal to A, which is the best field of the person who got damaged. And therefore, right, it depends. If you tell me you have to pay, and well, the Gemara is going to say this, but just to speak it out, if you tell me you have to pay according to the best field of the damaged, of the Nizak, then you have to pay, the guy who damaged has to pay, right, from his number 3 field. If you tell me that he has to pay from the best field of the damager, so then he has to pay from his number 1 field. And that's what the Mishnah says, the Gemara says. Uvahop pligi dis machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel sever b'denizik shaymina. Rabbi Kiva sever b'demazik shaymina. Right. Who do we choose? Right. To determine. Right. Who we use. Right. Which field he should pay. My time to Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel's logic? Never soda lamata, but never soda lamalo. Says the word soda twice. Once by when he does the damaging. Right. Ubiyer b'steacher. Right. We said that before. We have the pasuk before. And we also in our pasuk meitav sadeo yishalem. Right. From the best field. Yes, you pay. So ma'ash sada amur lamala b'denizak, right? Just like the pasuk says, right? When it says bier b'steacher, you're going into someone else's field and damaging. So that's talking about the guy who got damaged. So af sada amur lamata b'denizak. So too, right? We're talking about, right, the person who got damaged, right? When you have to pay. So that's what we're talking about. So you have to go based on, Rabbi Shmuel says, you have to go based on the Nizak, right? You have to pay based on his best field. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karma Yishalem, Deheich, the Kama Shalem, right? The Kama Shalem, we're talking about the guy who's paying. So therefore, he has to pay Meitav Sadeo, he has to pay with his fields. Rabbi Akiva would say you have to pay with field number 1, and Rabbi Shmuel would say you have to pay with field number 3. Five, Rabbi Shmuel, Ahani Gzer Shava, right? Vahani Kra. According to Rabbi Shmuel, right? There is a Gzer Shava. Right, and there is a pasuk. So what do you do with that? So hani gzer shava kedar marta, right? Kid amina, right? Kid ka amina. Now the gzer shava is right. What he says, right? Again, what we just explained before, sada that teaches that halacha that you have to pay with field number 3. So hani krab. But what does the pasuk teach me? Go to isle the mazik idu siburis. Let's say the mazik, right, the damager, right, has field 1 and 3, right, just for easy sake. The idis the nizak. And the best field of the Nizak, of the damaged party, the guy who got damaged, right? Viziboris de Mazik, right? And the worst field of the damager, Lo Shaviki Idis de Nizak, is not as good, right, as the best of the Nizak. Meaning the Nizak only has Idis, right? He only has he has field number 1, right? What do we say? The damager, right? The damager has 1, 2, and 3. Good. Let's say 1 and 3. Apologize. Step back. The damager has 1 and 3. The guy getting damaged, right, has A, and A is equal to 2, meaning A is in between fields 1 and 3, right, of the damager. So zibur, that's what it means. Zibur is demazik lo shavik keidis denizak. And the ziboris of the mazik, meaning that the field number 3 is not as good as field A, because field A is equal to number 2, right, in between 1 and 3. So what's the case there? That's what the pasuk teaches me. The mishalim leid b'meitav didei. Therefore, in that case, the guy damaging has to pay from field number 1 and not field number 3. To lo matzi amarle, right? Ta at gavi mi ziboris, right? Ela gavi mi meitav, because the guy can't say, right, take from my 3 field, because the 3 is not as valuable, right, as the damaged parties. A field, because the A is equal to 2, so therefore he has to pay, right, from the Idis, right, even though that's higher level, right, but that's what he has to, the the mazik has to pay from Idis, because that is, you know, higher than the, what's it called, the guy, the field number A, right? Because the field number three would be underneath, would be less value of field letter A. Okay, hopefully that was clear-ish, clear enough, and we'll go right on the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. It's Hashem, we should be Zochah, dear Yeshua, Zvenachamos, Amen, Kenny Rotson. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.